Welcome to the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. This is going to be a phenomenally short episode today. I'm busy getting ready for this workshop I'm doing for specialization school. I want to leave you with one thought, though, that I think is hopefully takes you someplace interesting. To me, modern airline travel is so interesting because for a lot of us, it combines the most statistically risky and least statistically risky activities that most people do. The drive to the airport is the most risky part. The flight itself is generally the least risky. I'm looking at an article from Forbes.com from the year 2016, which says that 45% of Americans flew on a commercial airliner last year for some purpose. That's almost half of us, and I would hazard to guess that more than half of Americans in that same year went on some kind of trip in an automobile. From a risk perspective in terms of how likely you are to be injured or die doing those activities, the least risky one is the airplane trip, and the most risky one is the car trip. I would hazard to guess that your perception of that risk is inverted. Your perception is most likely that the air travel is the most risky part of the trip and the car travel is the least risky part. And if that's true of you, I'd like you to ask yourself, why is that? And then I'd like you to ask the same question about your business. Is there some aspect of your business that you perceive as very risky? Sales conversations, maybe. Doing something new in your marketing, claiming to be an expert of some kind. Those are all things I know that have a perception of risk attached to them. Are they really that risky? That's the question I'd like to leave you with today. Hope you have a good one.